Tana Thomas is new to the Medford School District. She's going to be teaching English. We're going to find out a little bit about her. Where did you grow up and go to school and then went on to college?
I grew up in Abbotsford, so I graduated then from Abbotsford High School in 2013. And I went to college at University of Wisconsin-Green Bay, where I graduated in December. I majored in English, and then my minor was education.
Have you taught before?
No, this is my first teaching job.
Wow, and you're teaching English, mm-hmm. High school English.
Yes, they're kicking me into the fire right away.
Yeah, I guess so. Hobbies?
I just started kayaking this summer, actually. So I decided I was going to buy a kayak and hit the water, and so I've been trying to get out to the lake a little more this summer, or the rivers, you know. But otherwise, I like to play a lot of volleyball and hiking, a lot of outdoor activities in the winter, snowmobiling, and I'm going to do a snowshoeing 10K this winter,
okay,
so we'll see how
that
goes.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun. So how are you finding the Medford School District?
Good, yeah, they've kept me going all summer long. I'm student council advisor as well, so we've been going all summer long trying to prepare for homecoming, which I hear is a huge deal up here. So yeah, and I've been going to conferences. I'm also teaching AP language right away this fall, so I had to go to a week-long conference for that. So yeah, I've been pretty busy with everything school-related.
I guess so.
Yeah.
New Medford School District English teacher Tana Thomas. We welcome Leah Gowie to the Medford School District. So, Leah, what will you be teaching?
I'll be at the elementary school, and I'll be teaching speech and language pathology.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
I grew up in Medford and went to school at the district here. I went to college at UW-Eau Claire for my bachelor's and my master's.
Married with children?
Yep, married, and I have two children, a four-year-old girl and a two-year-old boy.
And since you're a Gowie, who are you married to?
Alex Gowie.
Okay. Hobbies?
I really like being outdoors with my family. I like reading, kind of nerdy, really into the speech and language stuff, so any of that really intrigues me.
Is this your first position teaching?
Yep. I worked for the district actually for 2 years as an assistant for the speech pathologist, I'm just kind of transitioning now to the speech therapist. So
what does a speech pathologist do at the school?
A big umbrella, so we can help with communication. We work on language aspects, articulation, so if kids have issues, struggles with sounds, we work with children on the autism spectrum, maybe someone nonverbal, we would implement an AAC device. We work on social skills. There's a whole big umbrella of what
Boy,
we do.
Sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, really interesting. I love the people that I've worked with the past 2 years, and I'm excited to continue growing relationships. I really like the atmosphere, and I like the close-knit community. I really like it here, so I'm excited to be back. We moved back in 2016, but it's nice to be back and continue here.
Yeah. So people are wondering, okay, you're a Gowie, but who were you before you married Alex?
I was a Brost.
And what Brost family was that?
Yeah, my parents are Jeff and Linda Brost.
Okay. Well, welcome to the school district. Welcome back to the area.
Thank you, Russ.
We welcome Carly Jopp to the Medford School District as a new instructor. So what will you be teaching, Carly?
Yes, I will be teaching art at the middle school and high school.
Where did you grow up and go to school?
Yes, I'm actually from Minnesota. I grew up northwest of the Twin Cities in a smaller town, kind of right out of the suburbs called Elk River, Minnesota. I went to college at the University of Wisconsin-Stout in Menominee, Wisconsin, for art education. And so it was great. Got lots of art classes, and it was awesome.
Any previous jobs before coming here?
I did sub for a little while, elementary through a high school, a bunch of different areas, and then I also worked for a nonprofit for a whole year.
Coming from Minnesota, do your teaching credentials cross the state line okay, or do you have to go through that again when you get to Wisconsin?
I do have my teaching license for Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Oh.
So,
okay.
Could hop back and forth, or...
Sure.
Yeah.
Family?
Mm-hmm. I grew up just have one younger sister, and then it was my mom and dad and me, so Right now, just me. But, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're still living back in Minnesota?
They are, yep.
You've got a place here in town then?
Yep. Hobbies, well, of course, I'm an artist. I love to, draw. I love to paint. I love working with oil paints. I love working from life so I can just sit and draw what's around me. I love to do that, and I also love to make homemade cards, and I'm always making something, so.
Okay. How have you found the Medford School District so far?
Oh, I love it. Everyone has been so sweet, and I am just so excited to start. It's going to be awesome.
Well, good luck. Good luck in the new school year here in Medford.
All right. Thank you so much.
New art teacher, Carly Jopp. Morgan Wilson is a new teacher at the in the Medford School District, and Morgan, I know you are have been here in the Medford area for quite some time, but were you born here and raised here?
I was not born here. I moved here when I was 5, but I've been here ever since. And then I went to school in Madison. I was there for 5 years, and now I'm back.
And that's college in Madison?
Yes.
Your dad is the football coach,
among other things.
He
is, yes.
So what will you be teaching?
I will be teaching Spanish at the high school and the middle school.
So, married, children, anything like that?
No. No.
Is this your first teaching position?
Yes, this is. Bye.
So, what about hobbies?
Hobbies? I really like to spend time at the lake. I like to go for walks with my dog. I like to exercise. Spend a lot of my weekends watching football. My brother, go Raiders. Watching the Badgers, the Packers, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good hometown girl. Like that.
Yeah.
So how are things going so far as being the new teacher, new Spanish teacher?
Pretty good. I know a lot of the staff because my dad works at the school. So a lot of the people I had as teachers. But
it's nice that difficult, a little awkward?
It's not too bad just because I know them through my dad. So not too bad. Kind of back in my comfort zone. I already know my way around town, which is really nice.
Yeah, big plus. Well, welcome to the Medford School District once again, this time as a teacher.
Yes,
and good luck in the new school year.
Thank you so much.